Started last week, Pasuk Gimel, Yifei Noif Misois Kol Haaretz, a beautiful bride. This Mizma Memches, Mizma Memches on page 426. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvaroi. Mayor, good cup of coffee.
What?
Nice cup of coffee. What's this? Chocolate?
Yeah.
Chocolate? Like a chess piece. Thank you for the coffee. Thank you very much. Okay, so this Mizmor Memchas, Mizmor is the Mizmor that we say on Monday. It's the Shir Shel Yoim of Yoim Sheni, and it's the Mizmor that focuses on Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. It's Bahashkocha Pratis. We're learning over here this Mizmor on Zois Chanukah. Because what is really Zois Chanukah? Zois Chanukah is Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach. It is the Hashlama, it is the renewal of the Mikdash. The menorah that we'll talk about later on, the menorah was miraculously lasted for 8 days. But during those 8 days, there was no Mizbeach. Zois Chanukah, the 8th day of Chanukah, was when the tradition is that the Mizbeach, that's the tradition, we'll discuss this a little later, is when the Mizbeach was renewed, reinaugurated, was refreshed. And being that the Mizbeach was renewed, that's really the Shleimus. What's the purpose of Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim Bahar Hashem Yeroeh. Avraham was mispallel that the Yerushalayim should be the place where Hashem will rest His divine presence, because it was there where He offered His child Yitzchak as a korban on the Akedah. He brought a korban, the ultimate korban, His child. So interesting is that we're learning over here by Hashkocha Pratis of Hebrew number Yerushalayim, the Hashlam of Yerushalayim on Zois Chanukah, the day when the Mizbeach was renewed. Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. All right, in any event, Pasuk here says, Yifei Noif, it is a beautiful bride. Misois, it is the joy, Kol Aretz. Yerushalayim is considered to be a kala. It is the Misois, Kol Aretz, the joy of the entire Aretz. Har Tzion, the mountain of Tzion, is Yarkasei Tzafion. So we learned this last week, it is on the northern side. Kiryas, the city of Melech Rav, the great king. And we learned the Mitzudos, this refers to David. According to the Mitzudos, David is the king that is mentioned over here. It is on the north side. We learn this very interesting interpretation. The north side means that it is the Tibur Haaretz. The Yerushalayim is the center of the world, which means...
By the way, the Mishkan, it says all the Kivonim,
Yama, okay, the side. Okay. The side. Okay. Okay, you have to see what it means over there. You have to see what it means in that context. Okay, very good. But derech pshat, it means the side. We learned this week. And Yerushalayim is the tibur haaretz, which means all of the sides, they meet. It's the edge of the east, the edge of the west, edge of the south, edge of the north. They all come into that point. And being that the civilized world lived in the north, because we can really say that it's the Yerech, it's the side of the east, the side of the west, side of the south. Why are we focusing on the side of the north? And the answer we learned last week is because since the civilized world lived primarily to the north of Yerushalayim, so the Yerushalayim was considered to be the bottom edge of the civilized world. So therefore, it's along the Yerech, the side of the north. We focus and we highlight the north because that's where civilization existed. Okay, let's go further. Now let's pasuk dalet. Elokim, we're going to run to the Mizmar and then the Mitzudos and just touch on a few short things, and then we'll come back and we'll do the Rashi's and some selected Mefarshim. Elokim b'yam nosecha noda l'miskav. Hashem, God, b'yam minosecha, in her palaces. Noida is known to be lemiskav, to be a stronghold. Let's see the Mitzvot Pasuk Dalit. on page 429, Elokim Kisho Elokim Shechin Bi Armanoi Seha, when Hashem resides in her palaces. Now that means there are multiple palaces. I mean, there's only one Beis HaMikdash. So what does it mean over here? Her palaces Bi Armanoi Seha. It doesn't say Bi Armanoi Seha. It's plural. Obviously means every single mokum where there is where people come to, right, every mikdash maat, every single mokum where people come together to serve Hashem is called Hashem's palace. Elokim kish Elokim shachin be'amnosecha oz den noida lakol shehu lo lemiskav. It is known to all that Hashem is for her, is for her. Who's her here? Not so clear. For the palace lemiskav, a stronghold. The Miskav, you can have a teeny little bunker, a trailer, in the middle of nowhere, where people come together and they learn Torah, Lashma. That little trailer is a stronghold. It has more security, it has more fortification than the most sophisticated bunker, concrete bunker with multiple meters of concrete. A Mokim, an open area, that is a trailer, in the middle of nowhere, that people come together to learn Hashem's Torah is a miskav, is a stronghold. Hashem is there to protect the people that learn and devote themselves to it. Okay, next words. Next words, next pasuk. We want to do the psukim. Okay, next one, we'll do the psukim. Pasuk, hey, says, Kinei hamalachim no'adu. Okay, now it sounds like a war is happening. All of the kings are no'adu. They're having a meeting. Avru Yachtov, they pass together. Pasuk Vav, Heimor Rohu, they see. Cain, likewise, Tomohu, they are in a state of bewilderment. Nifhalu, they are bewildered. Two different words really mean the same thing. Startled. And Nechpozu, they are frightened. Pachas, they're... Well, these words are all very similar. The word Tomohu, Nifhalu, Nechpadu, Pasuk Zayin, Re'odo Acho Zosam. Re'odo is another word we can add to our list. Tamahu, Nifhalu, Nechpazu, and Re'odo. All these words are similar. Obviously, Bahola and Re'odo are more related. Okay, there is to be bewildered, to be terrified, Re'odo, and the word Tamahu is Lashon of, okay, these are words of bewilderment and fear. And now it says Re'odo Achazosam. Achazosam is not an emotion. It means, maybe well, it is. It takes hold of them. They're overwhelmed with terror. Shamdir, Chil, they convulse. Chil is it's like a woman who's in labor. The Chevle Leda, a woman who's in Chil, they shake with birth pangs. Kaya Leda, like a woman who's in labor. Beruach Kadim Teshabe Onios Tarshish. And with an east wind, Hashem destroys the ships of Tarshish. Okay, let's see the mitzvah stuff of these few psukim. Pasuk. Hey, Hamalachim no adu. Hamalachim, Hashem goig osu yom mi yoad. Meeting. They made for themselves a day of meeting, a designated day. The avru oz lavo al Yerushalem la'milchama. And they've all traveled. They've all made travel plans to go and to go up against Yerushalem for war. So to assemble. So the word no'adu is to, I guess, they designated a meeting time. Like Rashi always says, the ohel moed, the tent of meeting. The tent of meeting. What's the meeting? It's the meeting between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. By the way, that's only the way, that's the way Rashi translates. The Targum always translates the word, it always means the Ohel, the temporary, Zimna. He always says Moed.
Standard translation, the tent of meeting.
Tent of meeting, that's Rashi's translation. Rashi learns with Moed Miloshnov Vad, as you said, to come together, to meet. Targum disagrees. Targum says it's Mashkana de Zimna, temporary. The oil mode is called a temporary tabernacle. Temporary. The main tabernacle is going to be the Beis HaMikdash. But in the meantime, in the Midbar, we have over here something that is a temporary. Moed, according to the Targum, is a temporary structure. Rash again learns it is a place of meeting. Here we have the word, this word again, the word Moed, Avad. And according to the mitzvot, it means it's a place, it's a designated time to meet. All of the nations, Gog and Magog, they make up, we're going to attack. This is the date. Here is the calendar date when we will all get together and meet at the staging location to launch our attack upon Yerushalayim. One more time. Pasuk Hey, Hamalachim in the Mitzvah David. Excellent. Hashem is known, no da, lashon of da, and here is no adu. Okay, no, but you see, it's interesting. The word, it's not necessarily the same word. Same letters, but the letters are in a different order. No da, it's dayin, dalit ayin, which means to know. He's known, and the word no adu means meeting. A meeting or a designated time. Okay, let's begin the mitzvah started. Pasuk Hey, Hamalachim Noadu, Hamalachim Asher Im Goig, the Malachim that were with Goig, also they declared Yom Mi Yoad, a designated day. And what else? What did they do after they made up this designated time? They all traveled to be on site in order to launch the war. The Avu Oz Lavoi Al Yushlaim La Milchama. Heima Rahu, Behema Behema They, Kasha Rahu Shalukim Bi Armino Seha. When they saw the Shechina, when the Goyim took in, they came to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed is residing there. Kein Tomahu, the Goyimer, and they were terrified. They were overcome. Pasuk Zayin Sham Bi Yushalayim. The east wind is the strongest. Ba with that wind to shaber eshoniyos shelchel goyk haboim derech yom tarshish. With the east wind, the strongest, the Kodesh Baruch Hu shattered the ships that came with goyk on the derech of the yom tarshish. So over here, the mitzvah says something very interesting. They're calling tarshish. He's calling it a yam. Now that's not what we typically assume. The word tarshish, we usually assume refers to a certain country. Okay, Derech, Yom,
an area on the coast.
On the coast, okay. So whatever this means over here, right, the Mitzudas learns, the Derech, the Yom Tarshish. According to the Mitzudas, there's a war now. A war, we're describing over here, Melchemes Goig Umagoig. We're going back. See, we're going back in time. In the previous Mizmar, we described what's going to take place after Melchemes Goig Umagoig. In this Mizmar, it appears that we first start describing the beauty of Yerushalayim, okay, and now we and the Goyim are jealous, and they want to destroy its beauty by waging a war. When will this ultimate war occur? According to Mitzvot, Melchemes Goig Umagoig, when all of the nations are going to gather to go to war against Yerushalayim, and they're all going to travel on this Yam, and Hashem is going to send an east wind, and the east wind is going to destroy the fleet. And even before they destroy the fleet, when they acknowledge, when they see Hashem's divine presence resting upon Yerushalayim, they're overwhelmed with terror, bewilderment, and fear of what is going to happen to them. Pasuk Tes, Kaasher Shomanu, Kein Re'inu. Okay, this is the very famous Jewish, but let's first do the Pashup Shat. Kaasher, what we have heard, so we have seen. We've been warned. Let's read what Kasher Shemanu Keinu Inu Beir Hashem Tzevokois, in the city of Hashem Tzevokois, Beir Elokeinu Elokim Hashem Yechoineneha, will establish it in the future tense, Ad Oilam Sela. Sela also means forever. A lot of different words here. Let's see how the Mitzudeis David puts these words together. Kasher Shemanu Es Hadvar Bepi Hanavim Keinu Inu Oysam Beir Hashem Shuhu Elokeinu. So this is being addressed to us. It's a very, very fascinating, powerful pasuk, and it's saying that according to the Mitzudos, we're now going fast forward into the time of Melchemes Goig Umagoig, and we're taking a tape recorder. Can you imagine? Take a tape recorder with you, and go ahead to the moment of Melchemes Goig Umagoig, and you know, like some science fiction movie. And all of a sudden, you appear there in Melchemes Goig Umagoig, and you have in your hand the tape recorder, and you turn it on, and people are talking, and then turn it off, and then you go back into the time machine and come back today into this room and play the sound, the words, what people are saying. This is a quote of what people are going to say in the future at the time of Melchemes Goig Umagoig. And they will say, you know something? Isn't that amazing? All of the predictions that the Nevi'im made would happen came true word for word. Kasher shamanu, every single thing that it says in Sefer Nevim, in Yecheskel, in Yeshaya, in Yirmiyah, Letreyosar, every word, what we heard, what we learned in high school, what we learned in the Shir, Keinu Inu, it's playing out exactly what it says in the Psukim. That, so this is incredible. This is like a quotation of what people are going to say in the times of Melchemes Goig u'Magog. Ka'asher shamanu, this that we heard, we were taught by our teachers when they studied with us, Sefer Yecheskel, Sefer Yirmiyah, Sefer Yeshaya, v'chulu v'chulu, kein ro'inu. They were right. How did Yirmiyah know? How did Yeshaya know that this would happen exactly the way he predicted? Let's see the Mitzvah again. Ka'asher shamanu es hadvarim mipi hanavim. What we heard from the Mipi HaNevi'im, Keinu Inu Oysam, Bi'ir Hashem, Shu Elokeinu, in the city of Hashem, which is our God. Next page, the Mesirah Sofer on the next page. The next page is Yechoyne Neha, in the city of Hashem, Tzavakos, which is the city of our God, Elokim Yechoyne Neha, He will establish it. Es Yerushalayim Yechoynein, L'hiyois Oymedes Al Kana, it will stand on its foundation, Uvi its pedestal. Okay, two different words which really mean the same exact thing. It will stand on its foundation and its pedestal ad olam vo'ed, forever. We have nothing to worry about. The enemies, the goyim, they think they're going to destroy Yerushalayim. They think they're going to wage a war. They're going to launch missiles. They're going to bring together all of the nations. Melchem meskoigu mug to obliterate Yerushalayim. Ha ha. Hashem will establish that the city will remain forever. It will outlive all of these people that are trying to destroy it. So always you have these stories here all the time where doctors, a person goes to a doctor and the doctor says, I have bad news to tell you, you don't have a life expectancy of more than 2-3 months. And what happens, what happens sometimes? The patient long outlives the doctor. Long outlives the doctor. The doctor's long gone and the patient is still going like an Energizer bunny. You always say to the doctor, a doctor only has permission to heal. A doctor does not have permission to give a person a death sentence. Okay, obviously there's certain rules, there's certain things, but you never know. You never ever know. So over here, these people, Gog u'Magog, they're coming to wage war, and it's in their hands. And they say, we'll wipe out Yerushalayim, we'll wipe it off the face of the earth. Don't worry, Yerushalayim will be here long after you're gone. Long after you're gone. But you see, if you read the news, you see how the Biden administration cannot live with themselves that Netanyahu is in power. You Mamash can see it. You read, it's like they can't. They think that they own the world, and their belief is very leftist, very very sharp.
If you fill your administration with Israel haters, well,
Very very sharp turn to the left, and in comes an ultra right wing government. It's like they can't even pick up the phone to congratulate. But compared to the direction that they're taking, they just cannot live with themselves. After they were able to manipulate in Brazil and in the UK, the results over there, how could this be? We were not able to manipulate the results in Israel. And you know what the end is? The end is Netanyahu will be in office long after Biden is gone. Okay? And that's what it says over here in this Mizmar. Goig u'Magog, we're coming here to destroy Yerushalayim. Yeah. Elokim yechoy nineho ad oylam sel. All of you people who think you're going to have your way and you're going to destroy Yerushalayim and do what you want to do, Hashem will establish it forever. You'll be long gone. Next, diminu elokim chastecha bekev chalecha. Diminu, we imagined Elokim chastecha bekerev hei cholecha. Let's see the mitzudah stavid pasuk yud. Pasuk says diminu inyan techeles v'sikva. Now he learns the word diminu means hope. Okay, I'm sorry, I read over here the mitzudah sion, the first mitzudah sion, the word diminu means inyan techeles v'sikva k'mo dom la Hashem, hope. Doim la Hashem v'hischoilel boy. Right, what does Chazal say? Have hope in Hashem, and He will take all of your enemies, and He will cut them up into pieces, and they will become chalolim, chalolim, slain. Doim. So diminu, now look at the Mitzvah David on the right side. Doim, diminu, at elokim, hein behold, hoichalnu, we had hope, may us, from time immemorial, el chasdecha, asher tir, that we will see, v'kerev hechalach, that we will see inside of your sanctuary. So the puzzle here means, diminu elokim, chasdech, we've hoped, we have had hope for your kindness, Hashem, to witness your kindness when it resides inside your sanctuary. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Geshim Cholokim Kenti Lasecha, just as your name, so is your praise. Al Katzvei Eretz, along the edges of the earth, Tzedek Molo'o Yiminecha, your right hand is filled with righteousness. What does this mean? Pasuk Yud Aleph in the Mitzvah David. Kishimcha, Kamoisha Shimcha, Moira Shata, Moisha Lavakal, just like your name reveals, it teaches that you have mastery over the entire world. Kein meharoi, likewise it is fitting lahalel oischa bazeh, to praise you with this, praise you with this.
We heard about it. Kein tinatecha is kasher.
Okay.
Also, it's a proof. It's a
okay, that's a different shot. Okay, that's a different shot. First, let's see over here first what the Mitzvah David says. The Mitzvah David says Kain means it is fitting. He learns not as a fact. Like you said, you're saying Kain Benoi Slavcha Doivos. Correct. The word Kain means correct. Okay, it means correct. Right. So over here, I just want to make sure. Kain means it means correct. So the Mitzvah stuff does not seem to be going down that path. He seems to be saying that the word Kain. It seems to be saying the word Kain here means like a bakasha. So it should be. Not as a fact. Rav Kalman is saying Cain means this is a fact. But he's saying over here, Kimoi, just like Shashimcha Moira Sha'ata, you Moishel Bakol, that you, I have to give 1 second. A rabbi is a very chashuva rabbi, is texting me here, and I just have to tell him back. I would never do this, but this is a Rav, a very chashuv Rav, and he has a shir, and sorry about this, just nothing I can do about this. Okay, we're done. I was afraid that this was something much worse, because this rabbi, he's involved, he's someone that's not so well, and I was afraid he was calling to tell me some bad news. So I'm relieved. He's not sending me an emergency message for that. All right. So over here the word over here where it came. One more time over the words came. Cain over here means geshimcha. Nachmo, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Geshimcha, Kemoi Sheshimcha Moire Sha'ata Moshe Vakol, just like your name is Moire, your name is Moire, it teaches, it's, the name Elokim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ultimate authority. Sha'ata Moshe Vakol, Kain so too, Mehoroi, it is fitting that we should praise you, Kain so too, Mehoroi, it is fitting. Lehalel Oyscha Bazeh, the door is open over there. Al Kitsoy Soretz, to the ends of the earth. Okay, next part, Tzedek, Im Ki Hayecholis Biotcha, although the yecholes is biyotcha lo yisavoy b'shetef af ki im b'tzedek. Even though the yecholes, even though the yecholes is biyotcha, it's within your power. Lo yisavoy b'shetef af ki im b'tzedek. Even though that the power is in your hand, lo yisavoy b'shetef, it doesn't come automatically like a torrent. Af ki im b'tzedek. Just because, think of a very interesting thing over there. Just because Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ultimate power, the ultimate authority, that Kadosh Baruch Hu do whatever he wants, Hashem doesn't just give, will do whatever he wants. Hashem only will deliver with righteousness. One more time, it's a very hard concept. B'shet tzedek, im ki hayecholes biyotcha, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu has the ultimate power, loy tovay b'shetef. Hashem does not bring, I guess in this context it means punishment. Hashem will not just obliterate his enemies, all of the troublemakers in a moment. Af ki im b'tzedek, he only punishes those that deserve to be punished. Every single thing is precisely measured. No one gets what they do not deserve. So let's see one time over here, the Pasuk Yud Aleph inside. Kishim chalukim. Kain tilosecha, just like your name is Elohim. Your name is Elohim, which connotes that you have the ultimate authority. Kain, so too it's fitting that we should praise you regarding that reality. And al katzvei eretz, to the edges of the earth, tzedek mala'a yiminecha. He learns yiminecha here means HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice. Your yiminecha, your right, yimincha Hashem ne'dori ba'koyach, yimincha Hashem tir'atz oyev. The right hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu smashes, brings punishment, retribution, yet, and no one can escape. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's retribution and punishment reaches to the very, very ends of the earth. There is no one that could escape from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice, and although no one can escape. And no one should think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes unfairly. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, the punishment is done with tzedek, with perfect laser-guided precision. There is no one gets what they don't deserve. Pasuk Yud Beis, Yismach Har Tzion, let the mouth of Tzion rejoice, Togel Nebnos Yehuda, let the inhabitants exult, Leman Mishpatecha, when they witness your Mishpat. Let's be Pasuk Yud Beis in the Mitzudois. Pasuk Yud Beis, L'man Mishpatech, Asher Ta'aseh Bechel Goig, when you're going to destroy Goig. That's it. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Soibu Tzir V'hakifua, Sifru Migdolecha. Surround Tzion and encircle it, and count its Migdolecha, its towers. The Mitzudois Pasuk Yud Gimel says, Yud Gimel Sobut Tzion Uru Tifarta, view its beauty. Sifru Midalecha Vesir Ki Rabim Hema, count its towers. Okay, Pasuk Yud Aleph Shis Libchem Lechela, set your heart Lechela to the wall. Okay, we'll see that. We'll look at the moment. Lechela Pasku Arbenoseha, and Pasku Arbenoseha means raise. In this case, it means. We'll see, it means lift up and strengthen its palaces. Leman, so that to Sapru you shall relate, Lidor Acharoin, to the last generation. Mitzudois David, Pasuk Yudalit, on page 430. Okay, 430, Pasuk Yudal Lechelo, Hi Hachoyma Hanamucha Shalifne Hagivoya, Vechein Vayeval Chel Vechoyma. It was in mourning, the Chel is the low wall and the high wall. We have this in Masechta Bava Basra. And Masechta Bava Basra talks about when you have a city, you have a low wall and a high wall. Somehow it prevents the animals. There's some type of technique. I don't remember the Gemara. The Gemara talks about when you have rodents. So if you only have one wall, the rodents somehow know how to jump over the wall. But when you have two walls, and the first wall is low and the second wall is high, it creates some type of psychology. It's some type of mental disability in certain types of rodents where they're unable to get in the city. If you only have one wall, so the rodent will scale the wall. if you have two walls, and the first wall is small, and the second wall is tall, some reason, I don't know why, some reason it prevents the rodents from climbing the walls and entering, something like that. But whatever the technique was, you have a city, this first there is a small wall, then there is a large wall. So here it says, Shisu libchem l'cheila, set your heart to the small wall. He learns this, the small wall. And what should you do? To beautify it. And then it says, Pasku armano secha, on the next page, in the Mitzudos David, on page 433, Pasku, Hagbia v'chizku ho armanos, elevate. Okay, the word Pasku, I don't know where this word comes from. It means Pisgah, the Rosh HaPisgah, okay, the summit, right, with the Gimel. Pisku, so Pasku, Hagbiu v'chazku harmonos, and you strengthen and elevate the palaces. Leman tesapru, Mitzudas David, page 433. Nigdol yoifi habinyan hanase be'ezer elokai. In order that you shall relate, tesapru means to relate, like leman tesaper. Be'ozne bincho ven bincho es asher histalalti b'mitzrayim. So you shall relate the greatness of the beauty of the binyan, which was created with Hashem's assistance. Pasuk, last pasuk of this mizmor, ki ze Elokim Elokeinu olam voed, because this is our God, he is Elokeinu olam voed, hu yinahageinu, he will guide us. Almos, is that one word or is that two words? We had this a couple of times. Is it almos or is it almoves? This is the famous Chazal. Let's hear with the Mitzvah stuff first. Kizelukim, ha'oiselanu called Zois, who Elokim, the one that does all these miracles for us, is our God. Ad Oilam, uvederech zeh, and in this derech, yenahageinu, he will guide us, oilamis. So almos, according to the Mitzvah stuff, really is one word. He learns it to be one word, like look at the Mitzvah Sion. Almos, kimoi oilamis, forever. Alright, so this concludes the Mitzvah stuff, and I want to read now. What? Make a hakafa.
So the Rav Kook put on his coat, he took the young man, and they started walking the shalayim. They start walking, and they see a chalutza, you know, short pants, sleeveless, whatever. And the Gera Rebbe look on the ground and says, in Yiddish, he says, our eye, the eyes of the Nevi'im never saw such a sight in Yerushalayim.
Okay.
They walk a little further, they finally finish the walk at Shara Yaakov. And Rav Kook shows the hills around it to the Torah and says, you know, on these hills, our great-grandfathers used to shech the kids off of the Maya. Our eyes...
Never seen such a thing. It's a famous story, right?
He quotes the Pesuk in here. He says, Soivu Tzion Zakifua,
Sifru...
Talk about the greatness of it. Shisu libchem l'cheila, satisfy your heart to their soldiers that come to you, right? This grammar is there, see the passages. L'man t'sarfu l'zor akron. If you want to be able to tell the youth in the future of the greatness of our heritage, this is the way you have to
do. Look for the good. Look for the good, don't look at the bad. Very beautiful, I like it. Okay, so I want to review the mizmah one more time. I'm going to read it very quickly, just the psukim, based upon this translation of the Mitzudos David. Okay, let's go through the mizmah. This is an important mizmah because we say this mizmah every single day, every single Monday. Every Monday we read this mizmah. So let's translate the words one more time. Mizmah, then ches, and just the psukim. Shir mizmah levnei Korach. So we acknowledge this is part of the Sefer Sheni. In Sefer Sheni are all of the songs of Bnei Korach. Here it's Shir Mizmar. What's the difference between Shir Mizmar and Mizmar Shir? Good question. Hashem, God Hashem Umbuhulol Ma'od. Hashem is Godol and Mehulal. Two different words to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Godol and Mehulal Me'od. Where is Hashem? Where is Hashem Godol and Mehulal Me'od? Bi'ir Elokeinu. In the city of our God, which is Har Kodesh, His holy mountain. On the holy mountain, which of course refers to Yerushalayim, this is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Godol and Mehulal Me'od. It's Elokeinu. It's the city of our Hashem. Next. Yerushalayim is Yefei Noif. Either it means it is a beautiful neighborhood, a beautiful region, a beautiful mochos. How do we translate the word mochos precisely today in modern Hebrew? A mochos, a neighborhood, right? A neighborhood, a region, a section, an area. I don't know a good translation. A mochos is a region. What we use as whatever, like Midwood, Flappish. Okay, that's one translation, or it means a bride. It's a beautiful neighborhood, a beautiful bride. In Greek, the word nof means a bride, or it's related to the Greek word bride. Yerushalayim is the mesois kol aretz. It is the joy of the entire earth. Har Tzion. This now again we're referring to this mountain, another term that Har Tzion is the same thing as the Yefei Noif. Another way of describing the Yefei Noif, it's also called Har Tzion. And it's Yar Kisei Tzofoin, location. Where is it located? It's located on the tip, the bottom tip of the northern part of the civilized world. And it is the Kiryas, it is the city of Amelech Rav, David Hamelech. It's David HaMelech city. When you go to Yerushalayim, you're entering into the territory. This is the house that David built. Not Babe, but the house that David HaMelech, he's the great king. Pasuk Dalet. Elokim, Hashem bi'armenoisech, in its palaces. In Yerushalayim, in addition to the Beis HaMikdash, there are multiple batei kinyosiyos, batei midrashos, and even every home. Every single home is a holy place in Yerushalayim. Noida, Hashem is known lemiskov, to be for them in their homes as a stronghold. This is the place we have nothing to worry about. Every single home, every shul, every makom in Yerushalayim is more fortified, is a greater stronghold than any bunker in the world that is fortified with steel and concrete. It does not compare to the fortification that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for the palaces in Yerushalayim. And what are the palaces? The palaces are every single simple little home. Pasuk Hei, Ki Hine.
And what was the effect?
They were terrified.
Beauty,
excellent. It's excellent. You're saying that when the goyim see, you see the same thing. You're saying, Rav Kalman is saying very good, that over here, this mizmor, we have to go a little further to review, is that when you can see the same thing. What do you see? Like, that's what you have by the Akedah. By the Akedah. What do you see? We see nothing. They say, Am Hadayim Lachamar. It says in the Medrash, he asked them, what do you see? We see nothing. You see nothing? Taka, Shvu Lachem Poem Lachamar, Am Hadayim Lachamar. Eliezer and Yishmael. And what does Avraham and Yitzhak see? Vayares Hamokoim. They saw Hashem. You can be looking at, two people can be looking at exactly the same thing, and they see different worlds. One sees Ruchnius, one sees Gashmius, one sees good, one sees bad. And here he's saying the same thing. When the Goyim look at Yerushalayim, they're terrified. When we look at Yerushalayim, it's Yefei Noif. Misois kol haaretz. It's noida lemiskov. It's the safest place. When the goyim look at Yerushalayim, they're terrified. Let's go further. Kihine. Now we're describing over here these next few psukim. We're describing over here Milchemes Gog u'Magog, Al-Asalavai, this beautiful city, which is a stronghold. It's noida lemiskov. It's the Ir David. It's the Yar Kisei Tzofon, the edge of the north. And Hashem, and every home is a palace. But the Goyim, they don't see it that way. They want to destroy it. Kihine, Hamalachim Noadu, the Goyim, they get together. Avru Yachdav, they travel together. It says here they travel on the same plane. They all travel on the same. They all come together to go to war against Yerushalayim. Hey Morohu, when they finally arrive and they see Cain Tamahu. So how do you tie the word over here? Cain in this pasuk. Hema they rohu, they have seen Cain, and it, over here maybe Cain over here means, and so it is tamahu. It's like Cain, like so you said before, Cain benois slavcha divers, and so it is that they are bewildered, nifhalu, they're terrified, nechpazu, they shake, ro'oda acha zosan sham, their terror overtakes them, chil, they convulse. Like Kayoleda, a woman in labor, totally out of it. And what happens next? Then the wind comes, and the wind destroys their fleet, their armada. Beruach Kodim, the east wind, Tishaber Onios Tarshish, it destroys the ships that have come through the Derech of Tarshish. I thought it meant Tarshish is the name of a place where they made the best ships. There was a place where they made, you know, the best. So he, Mitzvah stones. They Hashem destroys the ships that are traveling on the derech of Tarshish to go to war against Yerushalayim.
Yonah?
What? Yonah went to Tarshisha. What does it say there by Yonah?
It
was going to a place. Okay, so it's a derech Tarshish. This is where they're coming from. Kasher Shman. Now this, according to the Mitzudos, Pshuta Shel Mikra, Mitzudos is a quotation. A quotation that people are going to be saying. What will people be saying in the street as Milchemes Goygu Magog begins to unfold? They're going to say, we should have paid much better attention when we went to the morning kollel at the Young Israel of Midwood, where we learned Nevuah. We learned about all the Nevuahs, because exactly what it says in the Pasuk is exactly what is happening. People, when we fast forward to the future, people are witnessing the Milchama, the Milchemes Gog u'Magog, they're going to make this declaration. Wow! Kaasher Shamanu. Exactly what we heard would happen in the words of the Nevi'im, Kain Re'inu, is exactly what we see with our own eyes. We're meriting to see the fulfillment of prophecy. That's a pretty heavy thing, to be alive. Prophets have made these announcements, these predictions, thousands of years ago. And to be alive at the time when these things come to fruition is quite a merit, quite a zuchus, to be selected for the neshama, to be selected, to be present, to be alive, and to witness. We consider about ourselves. How many different prophecies have we, our own lives, witnessed from what it says about the ikvus of the Mashiach? Kasher, as what we heard, Kain Ru'inu, so have we witnessed. Where have we witnessed this? In the ear Hashem Tzavakos, in the ear of Hashem Tzavakos. Now notice that we're shifting. Before we said ear Elokim, Elokeinu. Now we're calling it the ear Hashem Yudke Vavke, Rachamim. And we're calling it also Tzavakos. We're appending another Shem Hashem. The ear, again, Elokeinu. And now we can say Elokim. These Goyim who thought they're going to destroy Yerushalayim, Amochem Yisrael Gomagog, how wrong they are. They will be gone and Yerushalayim will be established forever. Elokim Yechoinenecha. He will establish in Loshon Osit, the Yud, in the future, Ad Oilam Selah, forever and ever. Now notice that we describe Hashem as the God of Yerushalayim in two different terms. We first call him Be'ir Elokim. In the beginning of the Mizmar, Pasuk Gimel, it says, Gadol Hashem U'mehulol Miod, Be'ir Elokeinu. Okay, Har Kodesh, shall go further. So that was not going to do. Yifei Mishos Mishos Kolaretz, Har Tzion Kiryas Melech Rav, Elokim Yerushalayim Muskav, Kine Amloch Melech Rav. Okay. It's not what I thought. I'm sorry. But in the beginning it says Elokeinu, Be'ir Elokeinu. Be'ir Elokeinu. Here it says Be'ir Hashem Tzavokos. We're now adding another term. In the city of Hashem Tzavokos, Be'ir Elokeinu, Elokim Yichonach Hashem will establish it Ad Olam Sela. Pasek Dalit, Diminu Elokim Chastach. We always had hope. Hope. It's a very important term, hope. We always had hope, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokim Yichoneha Ad Olam. Said this today. I didn't even realize we said this today. It goes to show how much attention I pay into davening. We say this today. We said this morning. Elokim Yichoneha Diminu Elokim Chastecha. We have always hoped for your kindness. Bekedev, to witness the kindness come true in the midst of your abode. Kishimcha Elokim, just as your name connotes authority, dominion over the entire world, so to Cain it is fitting. Here the Mitzvah learns it is fitting, Tilasecha, that we should praise you such. We should praise you as such and acknowledge that your justice that you will bring forth is reaches the furthest corner of the earth. Kein tilosecha al upon katzve eretz, the edge of the earth, tzedek molo yiminecha, yiminecha, you have to be backwards. The yiminecha here means your justice. And your justice is correct. Hashem does not punish anyone who does not deserve to be punished. And this justice is every centimeter of this world. There is no escape from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's justice. Yismach har tzion, let tzion, the mountain, rejoice. Togelna binos Yehuda, those that live inside of it. Leman mishpatecha, in acknowledgement of witnessing your mishpat. The mishpat here being the mishpat of what Hashem is going to do to the Goyim Magog. Now we have this thing where Meir mentioned, we dwell upon, to encircle Yerushalayim. Sobu tzion, go around it, hakafis, v'yakifua, go around it, two words which mean the same thing. Okay, it really means that this is part of repetition. Sobu tzion v'yakifua, sifru. Now sifru here means to count, not saper. Sifru means to count. If I'm not mistaken, right, is that what it means? Sifru means to count. Soifrim. Lama nikru shmam soifrim. A sifrim means to count, but here it does not mean to relate. Sifrim means to count all of its palaces. Shisu libchem l'cheila, shisu means set your heart to the small wall, and in this context it means beautify it. Beautify the wall, pasku armanoseha, and elevate its palaces, leman, so that tisapu, here it's a play on the words, first it's to count, and now it's to relate, leman, so that tisapu l'dor acharon. Now, I don't know what the connection is. To me, this is very, very alderch pshat. It's very difficult. Let's just go back one more time to the mitzvah of it. Leman tisapu, migoydel yoifi abinyi hanase be'ez elokai. I don't know, it doesn't really help me, those words. Somehow, set your heart to its... the mitzvah is adding a lot of perish that doesn't really fit into the pasuk. It's a set. All of us, in the word set, means to beautify. Where do you get that? Set. Shisu simu libchem libirin ahecha liyapoysa ulechazka. Where does he get that from? I don't know. Set your heart to the small wall and pasku, elevate its palaces, leman, to sapru, so you can relate this, lidor acharoin. What does the dor acharoin relate to dor ha'acharoin have anything to do with beautifying and strengthening the small wall and building big palaces? I don't know. I really don't know. Whatever I'm going to try to make up is just going to be unsatisfying. We have to see other mefarshim. But there's a little bit of a tzarchin of what the mitzvah of the really means over here. Ki ze elokim, this God, Elokeinu, he is our God. Olam vo'ed, forever and ever. Hu yinahagenu, he will guide us. Almus, really one word. He will guide us forever. Lashav olamim. So we have over here many different words for the word el. We have the word olam, olam vo'ed. And we have the word... We had before the word Sela, going back to what it said before, it said Sela, and here instead of Sela, we have Almus. Almost like saying, Hu yinahageinu Sela. Instead of saying Sela, it says Almus. Almus is like, is mamish equivalent to the word Sela. Now, nothing is the same, of course, as obviously there's a nuance of what each word means, but the same way, no one would blink.
Right. If
so, you have to be poetic. You have to have a different word. If it would have said over here, "Hu yinahageinu Sela," no. That's the way. That's Tehillim. That's what it says. Sela. Sela means forever, and it's a musical instruction to the conductor. Stop here. So, why did it not say the word Sela? Because as Rav Chol said, we already used it. So we have to have another word. So a synonym for Sela is the word Almus. And Almus has a dash, has a meseg for some reason, almus, which, but the Mizuz learned it means forever. Okay, so we've gone through twice already. The Pshutoi Shol Mikra based upon the Mitzudois David. Now we're going to start off for a few minutes, and let's now go through this Mizmor again with Rashi. And obviously we're going to get a very different flavor of what this Mizmor is trying to convey. So here we go. Mizmor Memches, Al Shir Mizmor Lev Nekarach, God L'Hashem U'mulam Yorbi L'Bir Elokeinu Har Kodshay Rashi, Pasik, Aleph and Beis. Beis, Bir L'Keinu. La'asid lavai, kishe yivne es iroi, yihi bishvila, gadol umihula. Now, Rashi's words over here are very, very interesting. Yihi means, it means Hashem will be for it. Gadol umihula. So what does that mean? It means Hashem now is not gadol umihula. Okay, whatever, I'm not sure what it means exactly, but it means that the la'asid lavai, kodesh baruch hu, we build you. Will recognize a recognition. La'aslava kishayivne es iroi yehi bishvil Hashem will be for it gadol umihulal pasuk gimel yifei noif ir shehi noif yofe. What is a noif? L'shay noif shel ilan, a branch. A third translation. We had until now the word noif. What? Anof. Anof is a branch. Excellent. I didn't think of that. Anof is a branch. So until now we learned the word noif means a neighborhood. And then we learned in Greek it is a bride. And now it means a branch. Hashem will be for it yibishvila a ir shehi noif yofeh l'shoin noif shel ilan a noif of a tree. Dover acher, another interpretation. Kalas yoifi, this was we said from the Mitzudas, it means in Greek, it means a bride. Shekein korn b'karche ayam l'kala ninpei. Next. Umenachim chibroi k'moi sheloishes hanofes. Michal, what do you want to say that word means over there? A region. So this is
country, right?
Country. Oh, country is a country. Very good. Excellent. Country. Wow, look at that.
It's not the French word for country, but
You go to the country. Oh. Take the 17.
Yes,
you go to the country. You go upstate. Upstate, that's where New Zealand is, right? Yeah.
I have here another translation.
Yeah.
Beautiful in its panoramic vista, the joy of all the earth is Mount Zion.
Panoramic vista. Okay, it's interesting. It sounds like a combination of a region, a color, a beauty. Very interesting, creative translation. Where did you get that translation from?
Mitsuda.
Oh, the Mitsuda says that.
Yes.
Say it again. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. A beautiful.
Beautiful in its panoramic vista. The joy of the earth is Mount Zion.
So he's saying vista. He's translating the word knife as a vista. A vista, that's that. What is it really? What is a vista? Vista means panorama means to it's
means,
the whole spectrum. It's the whole one. Vista. A vista is a very vague word. A vista is a view. It's not a physical eye. Okay, yeah, okay. A knife is a view. Let's see Nachma. Over here, what does he say? He says over here, Menachem Chibur K'moish Shaloishes HaNofes, which means three Pelachim.
3D.
Three regions. It means a Pelach. A Pelach means, it's like, a Pelach means like also like a neighborhood, like a region. Just like we said before, it means a Mochoz. The Mitzuda, he said, it means a Mochoz. Mochoz means a neighborhood. So the same exact idea. Nefes means like a neighborhood. Avol dunash pasar seloshen noif shel ilan, like we said before, v'nikra har tzion yifei noif ki hu har hazesim. He's saying that yifei noif is a branch because it's an olive branch. How apropos for the last day of Chanukah. Okay, Chanukah in alei zayis. The har zesim zayis is an olive. The vision of Zechariah. The vision of Zechariah, there were three olive. What did it say there? with Shloisha Sale in the Haftarah, the olive branch. The olive branch.
What do we call the branches on the
roof? Branches.
No,
they're called, I don't remember. Shloisha, I know, the Kohanim is, that's the menorah itself. The menorah itself has the Kohanim. But in the Nevuah, the logo of the state of Israel is the Nevuah Yechezkel. Okay, whenever the president of Israel, whenever the state of someone from the state of Israel speaks, you have the podium, you have the menorah, and you have the olive branches. What are those olive branches? Those olive branches are the Nevuah of Yechezkel. V'hine menoras tahar v'gula al roshay. The gula means the basin. Remember, we learned this Zechariah once upon a time, and we discussed this division at great length, and we came to a conclusion is that the logo of the state of Israel is totally off. totally off. But it's a nice try. And it shows the division of Zechariah. Why is the vision of Zechariah very much related to the state of Israel, to the logo of the state of Israel? Because just like that vision was given during the time of the Churban, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, with a vision that there will be a rebuilding, that Yerushalayim Eretz Yisrael will be reestablished, there will be a reestablishment and a renaissance in Klal Yisrael. The Goyim are going to return from Bavel to Yerushalayim. They're going to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, and Zechariah and Zerubbabel is going to be the king, and Kohen Gadol is going to be, who is Kohen Gadol? I forgot. Yeshua Kohen HaGadol, right, correct. Yeshua HaKohen HaGadol is going to be the Kohen Gadol, and Zerubbabel is going to be the Melech, and all of this will occur, and the candles of the Neros of the Menorah are going to be rekindled. This was the Nevuah of Chizuk, that there will be a re-establishment of Eretz Yisrael. So the founders of the state of Israel identified very much with that vision. After the Holocaust, after the Golus of Klal Yisrael for almost 2,000 years, and here was an opportunity to re-establish a homeland for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, they felt that there is a connection, this Nevuah of Zechariah, which is the Nevuah, which is what we read on Shabbos Chanukah, was very much speaking to the generation who was going to participate in reestablishing Eretz Yisrael as our homeland. And that's why they were very religious. Even the secular Zionists were religious. It's very interesting. Today, they would never do this today. Never. If they made a state today, they would never, ever pick. I don't know who am I to say. They would never pick a Menorah, a Nevuah, and Zechariah. Never. Magen David. Never. Just goes to show the people that were real, real Tzionim, secular Tzionim. Some of them were Ramesh Roshan. You can't be Mlamet Tzion, everyone. Then I would sound like a Zionist. Ben-Gurion is a very complicated person. We always talk about Ben-Gurion.
Let me tell you one thing.
Yeah.
He forced the government to bring in a Shiur Tanakh every day. The entire government had to be presented there.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Pintali,
this is our proof.
100%. It's because, see, today, it would never happen, something like that. Never. Never. A secular Zionist today, would allow them to bring in. Today, the government is dominated by Haredim. Okay, but I'm talking about the secular element. It wouldn't even happen today, such a thing. It's a very, very interesting. There's Nevuah of Zechariah, and that Ad Hayoyim Hazeh is the logo of Eretz Yisrael, Smamash Chanukah, the menorah, and the Alei Zayis. Okay, in any event, over here, let's go back to our discussion over here. Rashi over here learned the word Yefei Noif.
Yes, another coincidence, only Mem Ches, which is today, Yom Beis, the Shir finished up for Monday anyway.
Right. Right, so we said that. Today we said this morning, this Mizmar. So over here, it's very, over here, in this Mizmor, it says, Yefei Noif, what is a Noif? So we have many Perushim over here, Rashi's laying them all out. Menachem Chibar Shloish, Shloishes Ha Nofes, the three regions. A region, like a word Machois. Aval Dunash, Pasa, Oitzalosha Noif, Shal Ilan, a branch. Why is Yerushalayim called the branch? Because Yerushalayim is Har Hazesim. Now, does that mean to say, well, it's not Har Hazesim? Yerushalayim is not Har Zeisim.
Har Zion is called the fairest of branches because it is near
Har Zeisim. Near Har Zeisim. But that's not what it says. Over here it says, V'loshay noif shalom nikra Har Zion, yefei noif, ki hu. See, it doesn't say that it's near. Rashi says,
it's inserted by a different commentator.
Hu Har Zeisim. Look at the oiz beis. Ki hu eitzel. Oh! Look at that, you're right. The Siv says Zikanim. The Siv says Zikanim does not want to take Rashi literally. Okay, that's also a Chiddush. Ki hu eitzel har, kach tzorich loymar. Shem Ephraim. Who's the Shem Ephraim? I have no idea. Okay, but. I think this is opening up. I mean, it is a Chiddush to say that it's eitzel. It's Eitzel Harazesim. I think this is opening up an interpretation that maybe this Mizmor is not discussing Yerushalayim. Maybe indeed it's discussing Harazesim. And when we learned about what's going to happen in Harazesim. In the Milchemes Gemara, it's going to split. It's going to split. There's going to be a massive miracle that's going to happen over there. There's going to be an earthquake. It's going to split. So maybe we've been brainwashed already all along that this whole Mizmor is discussing Yerushalayim. Who says? Maybe Rashi is being megale to us that this Mizmor is not discussing Yerushalayim. It's discussing Har HaZeisim. Who? And how do you know it's Har HaZeisim? Because it says Yefei Noif, the most beautiful of the branches. What do you mean branches? Yerushalayim is not called a branch. What do you mean it's a branch? So if you learn that it's referring to Har HaZeisim, Azayis, it's then we understand because it's olives grow on branches. So then it gives more flavor. But that means that we're not discussing Yerushalayim. Why would you say that Har HaZeisim is so beautiful? It's full of graves. What? Then it wasn't? You're saying then it wasn't? Interesting. What do we do to it? We made Har HaZeisim into a cemetery? We did it. We did it.
They took the trees to burn the walls.
So it's very interesting. It's very, if that's the case, it's very, it's, you know, it's very interesting because over here, no one would say a cemetery is beautiful. A cemetery is. They prepared the paraduma, right? That they show on Har HaZeisim. So it wasn't a cemetery. So isn't it ironic? Hashem has turned what used to be the most, the if you're going to learn that Yefei Noif refers mamish to Har HaZeisim, and Har HaZeisim is described that it's called the Mesois, the most beautiful region. First of all, you're saying you're giving the connotation that it's even more beautiful than Yerushalayim. And what's very sad is that what used to be and what was described as something that is the most beautiful today, no one say it's beautiful. It's dead. It's a cemetery. There's nothing really going on over there. It's dangerous. The Arabs dominate the whole territory over there. And no one would say that it's a beauty. Yefei Noif. Yet, you're saying that in ancient times before it was burnt down and turned into a cemetery, it was Yefei Noif. It is the most beautiful of the branches. It's an expression of exquisite beauty. Misois kol aretz. All right, sach hakol. Let's go further over here. Misois koloritz, v'mahu misoisa. What is its joy, Rashi? Yarkis eitz safar emchol. What does that mean? What does it mean, Yarkis, those words?
Angle or corner.
Corner. Yerech ha-mizbech zafona. The side, the side of the northern side. Okay, the corner. Shesham shechatim chatois v'ashamois. Umi shohoye otsev al aveda shabiyodai, maybe chatosev yasham. It's written that was sad because he did an aveda. Why would a person be sad? You'd be sad you lost your job. You'd be sad because your wife insulted you. You'd be sad because your car broke down. No, that's not a reason to be sad. There's only one reason to be sad in this world, And that's because he did an Avera. That's the only excuse to be sad. Go to a psychologist. Why are you depressed? There's no need to be depressed. The only need for you to be depressed is if you did an Avera. Did you do an Avera? Then you've come to the wrong person. You go to your rabbi. Don't come to me. I'm only a psychologist. I'm not a rabbi. If you did an Avera, you have to do teshuvah. Teshuvah, you need a rabbi, not a psychologist. So, you're in the wrong place. People go to a psychologist, and psychiatrist because they're sad, they're depressed. Why are you depressed? There's nothing in this world to be depressed about. Mm-hmm. Only thing there is to be depressed about is if you do an Avera. And for that, you don't need me. That you need a rabbi. Isn't that what Rashi over here says? Rashi is putting them all out of business. Not so fast, huh? So Yerech HaMizbech Shasham Shachon Achatos V'Hasham Mishu Otsev. Anyway, I was sad. Alaver Shabiyodo Mevi Chatosev V'Hasham. He brings his carbon Oshem Nechaim Chachatos Umischaper Loivu Hu Yoytze Misham Sameach. He's happy when he gets, when he does teshuv, when he brings carbonos. V'Al Yidei HaKarbonos Toiva, through the carbonos Toiva Bo comes L'chol Ho'olam. Alright, so we have a problem over here. Because first I try to tell you this whole drush that Yefei Noif refers to Har HaZesim. And then Rashi goes on to clearly describe referring to Yerushalayim, the place where you bring the korbanos. So we have to go back and say over here what it says in the Sifzei Zikeno, when it says over here Har HaZesim, refers to its Eitzel, that Yerushalayim is up against borders with Har HaZesim. It's all part of the same region. Yerushalayim, Har HaZesim, it's all one and the same, it's all together. And why is it called the place of Misois Kol Haaretz? Because anyone that was sad for a legitimate reason would go there and would bring a carbon, would be forgiven, and the forgiveness would bring him immense joy. Immense joy. So Yefei Noif, Yerushalayim is adjacent to the most beautiful mountain in the world called Har HaZesim. Yerushalayim is the place of Misois Kol Haaretz, of the joy of the entire world. Why? Because Har Tzion is Yarkis Seit Sofain. Because Har Tzion is the location of the northern side of the Mizbeach. Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofoina. When you bring Kodshei Kodoshim, where do you do the Shechita, the Kabbal, the Hoylach, Shechita? You do it on the northern side. Kodshei Kodoshim, Shechitosan, Bat Sofain. Kodshei Kodoshim must be slaughtered on the northern side of the Mikdash. So Yerushalayim is the place of the Yarkis Eitz Sofain, the location where you slaughter a Karbon Chatas. And by bringing that carbon chatos, you gain atonement for your averos, and that brings people enormous joy. It brings them mesois kol haaretz. And he does not want to say what it means. It's the kiryas melchurav. Rashi is very diplomatic. He ignored the translating those words. We learn it means it's the city of David Hamelech, the city of a melech, rav, a great king. Okay, so let's wind down with this. Let's just review this Rashi one more time. There are a lot of yesoides in this Rashi. Okay, this city is going to be l'asalavai. Hashem is going to be for it at that time. Hashem will be for Yerushalayim. He will be godol and mehulal. He will magnify himself, elevate himself for the sake of elevating the holiness of Yerushalayim. And then he goes on and says that Yerushalayim is going to be called the Yefei Noif. And we have over here Rashi's laying out so many perushim. Rashi's preferred perush is a branch. Then he goes on to say that it means a bride. And then he quotes Menachem that says it means a neighborhood. But then he goes back to Dunash that supports what he said originally. It means a branch. And he elaborates, and the reason why it's called the branch is because Yerushalayim is adjacent to Har HaZesim, and Zesim are branches. There are the olive branches that are right up against the menorah. The olive branches, that's why it's called Yefei Noif. Yerushalayim is adjacent to Har HaZesim, and that's called the most beautiful branch because of the olive branches. What's the joy of this city? Why is it called the Mesoyis Kolores? Because it's the Yarkis Seit Sofoin. And the Yarkis Seit Sofoin, according to Rashi, is a code word for the northern side of the Mizbeach, Kodshei Kodoshim Shechitoson Bat Sofoin, on the north side. The north side where you bring karbonis. And by bringing the karbonis, the person gets kapara. And when you get kapara, you walk out of the Mikdash in a state of joy. And the karbonis, and he's saying now another thing, that when you bring karbonis in general, it is the source of bracha to the entire world. All right, we're going to stop over here.
The,
what?
The Har Zeitim is in the south of Yerushalayim.
So it's
the problem.
So it's
so Yarkedei Tzafon, the Yerech Shel Tzafon. Yerushalayim.
Okay. But according to Rashi, he totally ignores that. According to Rashi, just saying the Yarkis Seit Sofoin only means, alright, it only means one thing. It means the northern side of the Beis HaMikdash, where you bring Kodshei Kodashim. Okay, yeah, I know you have.
Starts
in the north?
Yeah, where the Hebrew University is. Yeah, the